We're starting today with a demand from the Prime Minister for businesses, universities and the legal system to do much more to improve diversity. David Cameron says racism shames our nation, and he's appointed the former Labour Minister David Lammy to lead an inquiry into why more people from ethnic minorities end up in prison than offenders who are white. He's also demanded top universities look at their entrance procedures and will make them publish admissions data. In an article for the Sunday Times, the PM says, consider this. If you're a young black man, you're more likely to be in a prison cell than studying at a top university. There are no black generals in our armed forces. And just 4% of chief executives in the FTSE 100 are from ethnic minorities. These examples I mentioned should shame our country and jolt us into action. Let's talk to our political correspondent, Dan McCaffrey, who's in Westminster. It's very strong rhetoric from the Prime Minister. He seems determined to act on this.
Strong language indeed, Stephen. Ingrained, institutionalised and insidious, he says, of the attitude towards black people in the UK. 14% of the population across Britain is either black or minority ethnic. And yet, he says, they're massively underrepresented in many of our big institutions. What, 27 people... black people were only admitted to Oxford University last year out of 2,500. He looks at business. He looks at the armed forces. In fact, he says that the only institutions in which ethnic minorities are overrepresented is actually in the prison system, something that he needs to tackle. Now, this is all part of an effort by David Cameron to try and tackle what he sees as opportunity and equality. It all harks back to that conference speech where he set out his agenda for his second term as Prime Minister, and in doing so, he is going to launch some new laws, Stephen. We're going to see the introduction of a new law in which he's going to force universities to publish much more data about who is allowed into their universities, particularly the elite universities like Oxford and Cambridge, and indeed that when that information is published, people will have access much more to it. And bring on board that man, David Lammy, a former Labour minister who's going to review the treatment of non-white defendants in the criminal justice system, because between 2008 and 2013, black defendants were more likely to go to prison than the white counterparts. Though the Prime Minister has ruled out this idea of somehow introducing quotas. It has all provoked a major row with the universities this morning. Oxford University have issued a statement in which they say it is wrong to suggest that there is any sense of institutionalised racism, that they are tackling the problem, but that ultimately that they have got a representative number of black and ethnic minority students across the board. So it is likely to provoke a row, but the Prime Minister very much sees this as part of his remit as a second-term Prime Minister to try and tackle what he sees as racism and a lack of equality for black and ethnic minorities across the UK.